This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on this Tuesday. I mean, we were talking earlier in the show about this Rockets team and whether or not you're in a place of standing pat or being aggressive. And I think that there's still conversation to be had about, and I mean, within the Rockets of trying to figure that out. And some of the, I think that some of those conversations, I imagine, are relatively accelerated because I think that they also impact how you handle Fred VanVleet and his contract.
Yeah.
The decision has to be made on his option, the final year of his deal, whether you pick that up for $44.5 million. On Friday, May 9th is when the decision date is. So they have to make that. And I think that even if they did not pick up that option, that it seems like all the rhetoric would point to them finding a deal where they, you know, they sign him back to a contract, hopefully at a lower number than that. But regardless, like, all of that would have to go to an end of what this team looks like going forward. And I think if you do select the aggressive route when it comes to the Rockets, clearly you have to be aggressive for someone. And so I kind of wanted to take stock of who might be available or who would you want to see the Rockets be aggressive for. Now, obviously there's two names that have been abundantly clear. That let's start there. We were talking earlier with B. Scott when he was in during B. Scott's thoughts at 11:20. And Kevin Durant is the one that has been most open there. It's been the one that's most talked about in NBA circles. There is the association that Kevin Durant has with Ime Udoka when Ime was an assistant in Brooklyn. They have a relationship. There's a respect there. He is seems like he's going to be available with that Suns team looking to kind of go back to the drawing board with some degrees. And he fits in some ways the need that you have of a guy that you can get the ball to who can score. How do you feel about the Kevin Durant situation?
Oh no, look, I'm in on Kevin Durant, and I go back to what we started with at 10 this morning. You know, you just mentioned it. You're going to be aggressive or stand pat. I don't see what the benefit is of standing pat. You have pretty much a very good idea, if not the answer, in what you have with Jalen Green, and what you have in some of these other players and where they could go from here. So the window's open. I think you have to be aggressive. I think you agree with me on that. You know, you have to be aggressive. The easy windows open, aggressive move, the obvious one that could help you the most is Kevin Durant. I do agree with that. But I don't necessarily think that's the only option that can put this team at an altogether higher level. You know, I think there are some other options out there.
So the other one that there's been a lot of conversation about, and I think the one that has been more appealing to some folks is Giannis Antetokounmpo, because it feels like when you see Damian Lillard get injured for the Bucks in this postseason after hurrying back from dealing with a blood clot, that team does not have a path forward to be a champion anytime recently. Like, they have used a lot of their draft capital. They're not particularly young. They're not particularly deep. And it just does not feel like they have a way to really be in true contention over the next few years. And Giannis has really wanted to be in true contention. And so if they find a reason to trade, and there's been already a whole bunch of conversations about what those trades look like, How do you like the Giannis fit here? Because the thing that I keep thinking about with Giannis with this Rockets team is that he very much feels different than what you have built here with the Rockets. And yes, if you're getting a star, you're changing your direction. But one of the things that we've definitely seen with Giannis when he's been in Milwaukee is he's a dude where we've seen what it looks like if he does not have another go-to guy on the team with him, right? Before Chris Middleton became a guy that could be a little bit of that in a stretch form, they had problems. I think if you trade the things that are necessary to get Giannis here, I don't think you have that go-to ball handler necessarily, even if you have Fred VanVleet there to make that as apparent. Plus, you really needed shooting around him.
Yeah.
And what is something that the Rockets do not have in real strong degrees?
Mm-hmm.
Shooting. Like, all of the reasons why he is an incredible player stand, it just, like, for some reason, there's a nagging thought in the back of my mind where I go, does that kind of pull you further away from your goal in the short term in the idea of maybe hoping that within the window that you have, which in some ways is shortened by getting Giannis? I know he's 30, but like, does that then work for you in your mind?
I think there are some reservations that are clear. You just touched on a couple. But if you get Giannis, I feel as – look, the problem with this team, in my view and a lot of people's view, is someone who can create the shot and someone who can knock down the shot. Well, that's obvious. But here's where I am with this. If we all agree, and I'm still a little hesitant on this, but I get the logic. If we all agree that Fred VanVleet is going to be back, he's going to be back, redone contract, however you want to term it. I think the only player that should be off limits in a trade for Giannis is Şengün. And the reason I say that,
so you're willing to make Amen Thompson available then?
I think Amen Thompson. Well, look, I'm not willing. I don't want to.
No. I understand. Like, I'm not saying that you're like, hey, Amen Thompson for sale. Come pick him up.
You got people switching the music now.
No, I'm not saying I want it by any stretch. But I go back to where this team was at its best offensively, you know, for long stretches during the regular season, toward the end especially, and in the postseason, was the double big. What if the double big is not Şengün and Steven Adams, but it's Şengün and Giannis? What is Lob City going to look like there with Şengün pitching the ball up? Giannis is good in transition, finishing transitions, you know, both of them right there. You're right. My one hesitation is you still don't have necessarily the best ball handler everywhere. You do have Fred VanVleet. You probably still use another shooter. But those two guys in that type of offense, you know, Twin Towers light, whatever you want to call it, especially in today's world of the NBA, I'd want to see it. I sure as heck would want to see that.
Yeah, but I'm real uncomfortable also with having those two guys. Like, I don't think you're wrong, but I just what you have around them feels like it's really sparse in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I mean, now I think some of this also has to deal with like how much do you think you have to give up for Giannis? Because I think that is one of those places where
more than Durant,
significantly more than Durant. Yeah. I think that's something we don't talk about enough when it comes to those, because I haven't seen a trade where you haven't had to give up Alperen Şengün, although that's also taking into account that the team has very much seemed like they're in a place where, and the reporting has been, I think it was Tim McMahon also getting to the heart of this maybe a week or two ago, the idea that the Rockets very much view Amen Thompson as untouchable within this org. And if that's the case, I mean, it's really tough. And actually, The Athletic, when they were putting this together, and you can maybe say that they are, you know, putting too high of a price on this, feel free, but they have literally you having to use Amen Thompson and Jalen Green in addition to some talented players and Alperen Şengün, all three of those guys going out in order to bring back Giannis, with also Jeremy Grant, which is an older team again.
Yeah.
But like, that is a complete shift of where your team previously was.
Yeah, I wouldn't. All three would be a definite no for me.
Okay, so there is a barrier for you when you come to Giannis.
Because you got a bleep ton of draft picks too. You know, you got a ton of draft picks that you can use. What do you have? Three from Phoenix, one from Dallas. All those are going to be prime, right?
For some reason, I'm thinking still two remaining from Phoenix.
Phoenix, maybe
when it comes to 25 this year, which is currently. I mean, the worst thing that's going to be is what, probably like 10.
Yeah.
If a team moves up, right? So it's either a 9, a 10, or maybe a top 4 if you're really lucky with that 17% chance you have of moving into the top 4. Like, that is a valuable pick. You have the 27 first round pick for the Phoenix. But here's the thing. I think those picks are even more valuable to Phoenix, So
yeah, like, sure.
Because they would be getting the value of their losing back. And so it's weird because I think Giannis is a better player. Clearly, here he has more runway. But I think when it comes to like fit, when it comes to cost, if you're going to have the aggressive within these two players, it feels like KD is the right answer.
For what they need right now in terms of next season and maybe the season after that, with the shooter, with the scorer, with the guy that maybe can you know, he's not going to be he's not going to hurt you defensively. He's not going to necessarily be, you know, a big plus, but he's not going to hurt you defensively. I think that would be a big fit. All I'm saying is, like, if you want to be a little, have a little more traction, have a little more runway, as you put it, for the next 4 or 5 years. Giannis intrigues me. He intrigues me. And I know it's kind of counterintuitive to what this team needs, but their best offense has been coming off the double bigs.
It has, but there's, you know, I mean,
and imagine Giannis being one of those, not Steven Adams.
The question I continue to come up with, you put Giannis in those circumstances, and if you don't have shooting, which you don't, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you could finagle it where you don't end up giving up Reed Shepard, which I just can't get to my mind. But like, where is the shooting that you have around them? Because what was the answer for teams when they were looking at Giannis as a supernova? It was not just zone. It was like, hey, we're going to build a wall in front of you. We're going to have three dudes show to the basketball where you can't just run straight through them. And he will find his way to do a little bit of that. But I don't know that the entire offense can beat that.
Yeah.
Especially, and you talk about the era of shooting. Like, I think you managed to get worse shooting in that instance in a way that is kind of odd.
Yeah, but again, if you're working under the premise that you're going to have Fred VanVleet and probably, you know, I think we're reading a little too much or being biased too much by what he did in the postseason. He's not that good, but he's good.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know? So there's an option there. If you're keeping him, then you have to add, you know, then you have to add another shooter, another guy that can create a shot off of that. And Amen Thompson is still developing now. He might be gone in that deal, but nevertheless, if somehow you manage, you know, Jabari and Reed Shepard and whomever else, you know, there's still possibility there, as well as Jabari. Jabari needs more minutes. He just does.
Am I wild in saying that I don't think that Giannis is the right move?
No, I don't think you're wild. A lot of people,
like, I just keep thinking about it. And like, I love Giannis as a player. Like, that is the level of star, but it just feels like it doesn't fit with the team that you built.
To me, I felt like you had to kind of, I don't want to say blow up the team to get him, but borderline blow up the team to get him. And I don't think the team need to be blown up at this point. I think we just need that one. I don't want to say shooter or anything. They need shooting all around.
They need a scorer. They need a superstar.
They need somebody. Yeah, they need that one person that can take over, man.
It intrigues me.
I wouldn't be mad if it happened.
Yeah, it intrigues me.
But
with those
you blowing
two
up the squad, man.
I mean, Şengün is, we all heard him. You know, he's still very, very young. And you got those two guys right there. Put a lot of pressure on defenses. Be okay defensively, obviously, still. Now, you'd give up a lot, as you just mentioned. But I don't think you'd give up, you know, and the other part about this is you do have to find more minutes for guys that you believe in, you know, that they believe in Reed Shepard. They believe in Jabari, and you do have to find minutes for those guys.
Right. Assuming that that doesn't kind of torpedo all the things that you have here. All right, real quick, because there's some other guys that are kind of out there that are maybe could be on the move. And I'm interested to see, like, if you don't do that or some other more marginal moves. Interesting. But, like, we've taken this on the idea that Jalen Green would be the first thing that you try and put in a package. With the concern that I have about not having a guard, and I think you can probably see where I'm going, is there any way that I could convince you in a circumstance where Alperen Şengün goes out and probably Amen Thompson goes out, but you have Giannis Antetokounmpo as, like, your four who is central, and Jalen Green remains a Rocket?
Who's the five?
You figure that out. You figure that out. But you have Giannis now as that big that you have.
You talk about blowing up the team.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That
man
would blow up the team.
Yeah. I think that might what it takes to
and you
get
keep and you keep
like,
Jalen Green. Not a good time to make that ask. Not a good time for that ask.
And that's I'm just trying to see it out. Trying to see it out. All right. So when it comes down to it, those are the guys that are there. CBS Sports put together some of the stars that could be on the move. So just like guys that might be available, because this is the issue that continue pops up, right? When you're talking about who could you maybe be aggressive for? Well, yeah, Devin Booker fits perfectly. Donovan Mitchell fits really well. The problem is all the reporting and all the language has been in such a place where those guys aren't available. Guys that might be available And we could speed run this. You guys, yes, no, mm-hmm. on how you feel about it.
A texter just said one. Two texters just said one. That's interesting.
Oh, I don't think he's going to be available when we're talking about Jaylen Brown. Yeah. Jaylen Brown, I don't think that he's going to be available. In fact, the conversations we've had there are guys that might be available in the middle level. So let's. Yeah. I'll circle back around to that. Trae Young of the Hawks is a mm-hmm. guy that might be available. Would you be interested in some level of deal that brings Trae Young in? A point guard, terrible yeah. defender, and I think that would be probably real tough to sell yeah. Ime Udoka on, but a guy who...
He gives you what you need.
He passes a lot.
Yeah.
He shoots a lot, maybe not super efficiently,
yeah.
but he does score. Interested?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
I'd be interested.
Yeah. I thought that would be a no. I thought that'd be
You're
a no.
not?
I don't think I am.
I don't think they are. But that's not my opinion.
No, and like no, I
just think about it like this. Imagine if you had somebody like that on this squad now in this playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think things would be a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. They might still be in the playoffs right now.
I think you put a decent cap as to what you're trying to get to as well. And I think the cost would probably be a little too high
the
for
cost
what you're ultimately
be high.
Getting
yeah.
on the
yeah.
back end of it.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson is one of those guys who might be out there. Obviously, it
nope.
seems like he's
no,
not really working.
You.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Just nah. because he's not available enough. Because that's the problem with Zion.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he plays, he's so good.
He's good.
He's so good.
Yeah,
he's
he only played 40 games a year.
That's right. That's right.
That's it.
Lowry Markkanen.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm a fan of his.
Yeah.
Man. I like him.
Yeah.
That's a guy that can get his offense. He's not going to be as central as mm-hmm. a hub.
Yeah.
And that feels like you're getting younger, but it's very much less good Kevin Durant.
But he can't score.
No, he can score.
Yeah. And he can score, and he's a shooter.
It would yeah. be hard to defend, like, if the Rockets had somebody like him, and let's say they do that double big, how they did, that would be hard to...
Pop him out every once
oh,
in a while.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think honestly, because I was watching him with Cleveland, they was giving people a hard time, man.
Yeah,
they damn near had 3 7-footers on the floor at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're a no on that or yes?
I don't feel great about any of those outside of
who
like,
do you feel of these
and that,
of this list that you have
of the guys that we've put up there. I think that's why I still come back around to Kevin Durant. It feels mm-hmm. like it's the most marginal cost relatively, while mm-hmm. also still kind of keeping the spirit of what you've built and finding a way to upgrade it. That's the one that I think but about.
I think if they do get somebody like a marketing, somebody like that, it'd probably be trade, right? It'd probably be trade.
Mm-hmm.
I think it won't be that much. I don't think it's going to be like, you definitely ain't gutting your team for it, but you'll still have probably, what, 90% of your team?
You probably would.
And I mean, I don't know if they're going to give up. I don't know if they have to give up Jalen Green for it,
mm-hmm.
but if they don't, they clearly
hey, man,
want somebody like
that. Just make them tell you no on Devin Booker.
Oh, I mean, that feels like that's
no.
going to be obvious.
Just make them say no.
They're going to they would absolutely.
I would say
that.
Keep an eye on Jaylen Brown too, man. Because
you
like,
still think that Jaylen Brown?
I think if they don't get to the finals or anything, like I don't know if they're going. He kind of been struggling a little bit too, man.
They
got to cut some costs somewhere, man. They paying almost $500 million,
right? And there's been conversations about there's some cutting costs, but it feels like the cutting cost spaces are going to be Drew Holiday. And Kristaps Porzingis, which that might be a question for the Rockets as well. Are there moves around the middle, although you're bringing in more of those kind of
yeah.
players that I guess are somewhat similar to the guys that you have, but maybe you swap some of the guys that you have for guys that fit the roles a little bit better, like mm-hmm. guys that can shoot and, you know, do a little bit more of the stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some interesting questions for Raphael Stone and the Rockets that they have to ask, but it feels like if you're going at the very top end, in my estimation, the way I tried to lay out some of like the top end guys that would be available for you, it still feels like it's Giannis or KD, and KD feels like he fits what you're doing right now. I don't know. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, oh, wow, it's time to get into Figgy's mixtape. What you got for
us,
brother?
Is it time?
More than time, in fact.
So one of the toughest jobs in America, 713-572-4610. I actually have a list,
mm-hmm.
and I want to salute to somebody that made this list, sort of.
Oh, All right.
We'll do it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Yep, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. 713-572-4610. Do you have one of the toughest jobs in America?
No.
Yeah, I would say all three of us need ISO.
We're good.
ISO, yeah, I wouldn't even put our name near this list.
Not even close.
Yeah. So today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, which is part of Teachers Appreciation Week, and it is National Nurses Week.
All right.
So salute to all the teachers and nurses. They are actually on this list, but I'm going to go through this list. I feel like they might need to be a little bit higher.
I agree.
And I have one spot on here where I'm not sure about that. I'm gonna see if I'm in the wrong on this one.
Okay.
So number one on this list is firefighters.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard to top.
Yeah, salute to all the firefighters. Salute to all the people that watch 911. I know it's been a tough week for them. A couple weeks.
Are you talking really? About the television show?
Yeah, television show.
Was there been drama?
Don't
spoil it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna spoil it. But if y'all watch 911 on the daily or all the time, if you caught up to it. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. I do not.
I'm weirdly intrigued.
I do not, yeah.
Yeah. Number two, construction workers.
Oh, yeah.
Salute to all the construction workers out there. Sometimes I have a hate for them at times when they leave all their stuff around in the streets and clothes in the streets, but I totally understand, man.
Especially in Texas.
It's not personal.
Especially here.
Yeah, with the heat out there.
It's not personal at all.
Yeah.
That hate is fair and it's not even just to leave the stuff out. It's when you pull up to your house and you check your tire and your tire level as well because you got some nail in there that definitely popped out of a construction site.
Yeah. Or one of your routes is closed. Yeah. It's just like, dang, why y'all close that, man? But I respect y'all so much. Salute to y'all. Members of the military, we always respect them. Salute. 100%. Thank you for your service. Number four is doctors.
Surgeons.
It's a doctors.
I'm going to say surgeons.
You think surgeons over doctors?
I mean, they are also doctors. You have to separate out the. You're like,
because no, I'm talking.
I don't care if you're a hematologist.
I'm talking about the doctor you go in and see to get a physical. Your doctor.
Your primary care physician?
That ain't that hard.
Oh, God.
Was because you're healthy as a horse? Is that why?
You almost made me cuss, man. I'm saying out of that one.
It ain't that hard.
Yeah, that's OG John Lopez.
Wait, is this the top of the list?
That's number four.
It's not number four.
We ain't said nurses, right?
We ain't say nurses yet.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Now, surgeons I'm with, but doctors, yeah, take a couple of these.
The nurses are going to riot. Because, look, my mother's a nurse. I have some insight into the nursing kind of thought process, and they like, we do all the hard work.
My daughter is a nurse, and boy.
Right. Right. The doctor get to walk in and
I can't wait till I go to see my doctor next.
Yeah, I know the 832 who text in talk about Nurses Week. I know. Whoever that is probably pissed right now. Like, doctors, I do all the work.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's fourth.
Number five is cops. Salute to all the cops and policemen out there. Yeah.
Street, especially.
Yeah. Number six, paramedics.
Same.
I feel like we can put paramedics above cops.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know, man. I'm not sure about this because I don't think I ever met one in person or just walking down the street and met one of these, bumped into one of these. Astronaut. It's number seven.
Okay, so that's
number seven hardest job in America.
I would put that ahead of doctors just because of the preparation you have to go through. You know, the centrifuges and the training and
you gotta be like they don't be just be sending anybody. You gotta be scientists. You gotta be a scientist first.
Yes. I would put an astronaut as like one of those unique jobs. It's not like a normal hard working 9-to-5 type of job. And I'm not saying it's easy or anything, but
I think 99% of what they do that is really, really difficult is before they sit down and
go
take off. Yeah. And that's what's the difficult part for me.
Yeah. Okay. So you think it's fair?
Yeah, I think
they're number seven.
I'd put them higher.
Really? Okay.
I'd put them higher.
Okay.
I'm very intrigued by this list. And I also want to acknowledge, I don't know what all goes into people's jobs, because sometimes it's like the hardest part of people's jobs are the parts that you do not see.
No, like astronauts, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Number eight, farmers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That's hard work. Just the farmer schedule. When you got to wake up to do some of those things, I'm like, yeah, man, y'all are working real hard on a consistent basis.
And so many things out of your control.
Yeah.
Weather.
Yep. Number nine is air traffic controller.
Stress. That is one of the most stressful jobs on the planet.
Is it really? Like, I don't have enough insight into what the air traffic controller
Absolute stress.
Yeah. And number 10, oil workers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But, I mean, what name did I not mention?
You didn't mention teachers and nurses.
I did not mention teachers and nurses. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you probably wonder, where are they ranked?
Mm-hmm.
So nurses come in at number 11.
Yeah. That,
all right, come on.
I feel like we got to, at the very least, handcuff nurses.
Nurses be holding it down, man. They be running, scrambling.
And dirty job.
Yeah.
Yes, bro. We talking about excrement. We talking about urine. We talking about baths and such.
It's funny. I know Lopez was kind of joking around talking about the nurses
the doctors.
Just come in. Sometimes they do. They come in, hey, how's everything going? Yep. All right, cool, man. I'll see you in 6 months.
Yes.
And the nurse come in like, all right, you going to be on this.
Then they do
I'm
all
like,
the work.
I seen the nurse more than the doctor.
And the blood pressure and the blood and the...
Yeah.
You know,
also, they're the first ones dealing with the ornery patients.
And the ornery patients.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, salute to the nurses, man. Happy doctors, Nurses Week. But I think
doctors are easy.
Go be a doctor then. Just go do it.
If this was my list, I would probably switch nurses and astronaut. If this was my list.
I would switch nurses and doctor. And now I'm just picking on my doctor who's a big time listener.
I would switch nurses and doctor. I would also very much switch paramedics and cops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like, yes, there's a lot of emergencies that police respond to, and I don't want to, you know, belittle that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many of the responses that paramedics
every
respond
time.
To? Like, it feels like
every time.
Most every time you're dealing with some shenanigans.
Yeah.
Hey, watch the show 911. There's all type of stuff going on.
Yeah, somebody spoiled it on the text board. Not that I was going to watch anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, good. As long as I ain't spoiled it.
Yeah.
I ain't want to spoil it for y'all who didn't see it yet. And by the way, teachers came in at 16.
Oh, that's
not or, actually 17.
Wow.
17, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think
17
that,
for teachers, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I got my wife used to be a teacher. I used to work at a school with teachers and stuff like that. They go through a lot, man. They are basically parents there.
Yes.
Wait, I was out here pitting the paramedics and the cops against each other. We put firefighters number one, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, man. Like, I bet they're the cops and the paramedics are like, oh, so they all the way up there?
Yeah. Yeah. So I did not come up with this list, but.
This is a good disclaimer there. He's
yes,
like, don't bring
I,
that
I
to me.
I did not. Yes. Yes, I did not. Hell, I have everybody number one if it was my choice.
There you go. So, there you go. Yeah. Somebody said shout out to the UPS drivers.
Yeah.
Gas station workers. No air conditioning. Somebody said dancers at the topless bar. Hey, those are athletes over there, man.
Yeah. Goonie.
Okay. All right.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Met State in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. So the Met Gala was yesterday, and breaking news, I actually watched some of it, man.
Congratulations. Who had the best fit?
Everybody. I don't know. I was just looking at everybody, to be honest, man. So a lot of wild costumes.
Yeah.
And so it was a couple... It was a couple former Texan players there, man. Mm-hmm. So we seen Stephon Diggs with his lovely lady, Cardi B.
Yeah.
Also, Jonathan Owens. Mm-hmm. He was there with a lady by the name of Simone Biles.
Yeah, he was her and one.
And I appreciate you didn't
plus
have to
one.
Do that.
Yes. He was her plus one.
I do appreciate that he was leaning fully into the husband mode where he was out here just, you know, giving a few pictures back, on the phone, making sure the train looked good. He's like, nah, I'm here for you, baby girl.
That's right.
Nah, you got to. But anyway, what I took from this Met Gala was Ryan Coogler. He was actually there. So mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with Ryan Coogler, he's a film director, screenwriter, producer, and his new movie right now that's out that's doing really good is Sinners. So,
didn't you see it?
Yes, I did see it.
Did you see it? Okay. Yeah. Was it pretty good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay. I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good film. I went in, and coming immediately out of it, I was like, oh, I might have been overhyped, and I just let it sit with me. And it's like, there's some depth with it.
Really?
There's some real good depth if you take some time to think about it. They have some real themes in there, so mm-hmm. I appreciated it.
Okay. So Ryan Coogler, he was on the red carpet or whatever they call it, and this is him talking about, I guess, the reception he got from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real. I'm only playing this because of that Oakland accent, that Cali accent.
Oh, we've been really gracious, man, that the audiences have shown up, that people have been enjoying the film projections where they can in different formats. I mean, it's meant the world to us. You know, but the biggest thing is, I think, seeing people go repeat times and,
that Oakland
you know,
accent.
People having watch parties and
watch
taking
parties.
Time off from work to go check it out and discuss it. You know, for us, that's when you're in rarefied air as artists. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't always happen like that. So, you know, we sure to recognize it and value it and just say thanks to the audience as much as we can.
A lot of R sounds in there.
Yeah. No, I'm like, dang, is that Robert Woods? When you sitting there talking to Robert Woods, CJ Stroud?
Yeah.
Yeah, but salute to Ryan Coogler, man, and salute to everybody at the Met Gala, man. It was mm-hmm. looked pretty packed.
Yeah, and salute to Stephon Diggs, who is very much confirming rumors.
Oh, yeah, it's so confirmed. That felt like they was hiding it for a little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder how Offset feel about this, man. He probably a little bit upset.
Probably.
Offset upset?
Yep. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it seemed like they left the Met Gala together, Cardi B and Stephon Diggs.
So yeah.
Shout out to the man.
Yeah. All right, I'll get you out of here on this. Shout out to all the gamers out there. So Grand Theft Auto, they just released another trailer. And this time it looked like the storyline, I guess it's going to be more of a Bonnie and Clyde type feel to this game.
Oh, okay.
So is it going to be old school?
It's not going to be old school, but the storyline is based off a man and a woman pretty much together committing crime and all that stuff. So they just released the trailer, I want to say, this morning.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because that's like a week after they announced that they're going to delay the release.
Yeah, so they did delay the release to May 2026. So
they gave out a trailer a year before its release?
They gave out a trailer before that. They gave out a trailer last year.
Why?
Because this game is highly anticipated.
Okay, give me a month. Give me 2 months.
They're just trying to tide people over.
They are milking this cow, man.
I wonder how much they actually get out of that. A year?
I mean, people talking about it now, man.
Yeah.
People talking about they just going to keep releasing little tiny little bits and pieces until it actually drop. And I don't even know if it is going to drop in 2026. Hell, they might push it back again. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, the only thing I feel comfortable about is when it does drop, it'll be a fantastic game. That's what Grand Theft Auto 5 ended up being. It was a long delay, and then
it. I remember this. Very good. And look, I think that game came out, 12 years ago?
Something like that.
Yeah, but that was back in my day. I actually had to go and get the disc.
Oh, my son, my oldest son.
I stood in line for it.
Got two kids, full-time job, after hours. He always plays Grand Theft Auto.
Really? Oh, he's going to be super excited about this. I wonder if he's seen the trailer. The trailer looked really good, too.
Yeah, you should send it to Lopez so he can send it to his son and make it seem like he's actually keeping track of this. Like, hey, did you see the trailer? I did not realize, Figgy, that you were going to start a job war on the text line.
Yeah.
Somebody said astronauts are like royalty from the 281. 911 paramedics never get enough love. In fact, someone went as far as... truck drivers are not respected. Everything comes on a truck, which is true. So much of our infrastructure is that. Someone said, get cops off the list. Okay, I didn't even know where that one came from. Seems like they're not factoring pay into this. They said layoffs and stuff feels like it makes oil work harder.
Fair.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. And then this one from the 281, firefighters are useless 99% of the time. Signed, paramedic.
I sense the rivalry.
Very good.
This one should have been on there from the 346. Correction officer.
Correction officer. Okay, that is not on there.
That should be on
there. To round off the list real quick, 12 is roofers, 13 electricians, 14 home builders, 15 engineers, 16 pilots, 17 teachers, 18 lawyer, 19 carpenters, 20 drywall plaster installer.
I feel like anybody that has to do their job above like 10 feet off the ground needs some bonus points.
Yeah, you do.
That's facts.
Linemen and such, especially that come through after these storms.
Window washer, you see them come up here on the 20th floor.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Shout out to all y'all doing the jobs that really keep America going, as opposed to us jerks that are out here running our mouths.
All of y'all, number one in my heart.
There you go, Figgy.
That's all that matters.
Get those platitudes out there. Go ahead and kiss them keisters.
All right. That's called covering your own.
Yeah.
This ain't even my damn list.
From 346 Repo Man. Oh, yes. That is very tough job. 100%. Any job where you're like, I need to have a weapon just to make sure that this happens. That's probably one of those. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on In the Loop. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to Clint and Ron, one of whom I might have made mad. We'll talk about it next.
Thanks for hanging with us on this edition of In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Tula, Figgy Fig. We're getting ready to hand it over to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron. From the 346, they said they're in golf course maintenance. So, okay, there you go. Shout out to you.
It's a lot of time out in that sun, too.
It is.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I mean, and not to belittle it, there's definitely work involved. I feel like that's not bad scenery.
It's good scenery.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. And I imagine, I would have to hope that comes with some benefits with it, too. I feel like you should be able to play the course to some degree as well.
I feel like you're living all right there.
I feel like you're living all right there. Yeah. We were talking about the Rockets earlier. I know someone was kind of thinking that we were out of our minds to try and suggest that this team needs some level of change, some level of addition. I just keep coming back to you can't rest on your laurels to some degree when it comes to a team at a certain point. And I keep looking at the Memphis Grizzlies as a cautionary tale. And I'm not saying the Grizzlies are entirely out of competition, but when you talk about the teams that are contending in the West, who are the ones that you go to? Talk about the Thunder. Talk about the Timberwolves as a young team that's, you know, ascending in there. You might talk about the Rockets before you come back to the Grizzlies right now because of the changes that they've made. And they were the Rockets 2 years
ago. They're the cautionary tale, right?
It felt like they were that team 2 years ago. And so Not saying that you would absolutely become that, but I also don't want to make sure. I want to make sure that you don't become that in how you move. Speaking of the Rockets, though, General Manager Rafael Stone, Head Coach Ime Udoka were both talking today. And there's some interesting kind of quotes that are coming out specifically from Rafael Stone. And I will give you a couple of quotes, and I'm interested to see how you feel about them. One of them is Rafael Stone saying that he still values roster continuity as a method of improvement. And this is per Daniel Lerner of Houston Chronicle, mind you. That won't prevent the Rockets from making changes, but, quote, the bar for change is very high, close quote. So there's that on one side where I think if you just took that quote, you would go, sounds like this is a team that, by and large, is still in the lane of stay put, right, and continue to build, right? Stand pat, continue to build within, unless you have, like, the perfect guy that comes available, a la, in my mind, Devin Booker. Pair that with, and this is per Kelly Eco of the Athletic in that same space, Rafael Stone talking about draft capital and potential upgrades, saying, quote, the business we're in, nobody's untouchable, but we deeply value everyone on our roster. We have those picks. We've accumulated them so we can draft guys or upgrade our current roster. We'll see what makes the most sense, close quote. Which, again, now you look at that, and you can maybe take some other kind of assumptions. And, of course, that's not the end-all, be-all of all the things that were said, and it's probably unfair to, like, try and make assumptions based off of just those. But where does your mind go after hearing those two quotes from Rafael Stone, the general manager of the Rockets?
I think both of those kind of point to the same thing. You mentioned the first one, the bar for change is pretty high. I think that's how he put it. In essence, that.
Yes, the bar for change is very high.
All right, so that doesn't mean that we're not interested. That means we're interested in a very much, you know, next level type player. We could be
interested. Right. So we're not doing the, oh, well, the
it's
Celtics.
Like, we're not going to change anything because the bar is so high. No, it's like, if we change, that's how I'm looking at it.
Sure.
It's going to have to be a very high standard.
I think that's a fair interpretation. Yeah. So kind of the mid-tier moves that maybe you might be interested, like, oh, well, would they be interested in a Drew Holiday or something like that?
Yeah, why would they?
Those are the ones that it feels like they're not in that space. Okay, fair enough. The idea that nobody's untouchable jumped off the screen to me because it does feel like, at least in our thoughts of the various people talking about this, that Amen Thompson would be untouchable or at least the closest thing to. But the idea that nobody's untouchable on this team, like how do you react to such a
thing? Well, first of all, we know that from trades that happened this year in the NBA, up by 45. Literally no one is untouchable. We know that, but
that was nonsense. I find it hard. Yeah, I find it hard to base anything based on that.
Hey, you wanted an example? I gave you an example.
All right. Okay.
Tom Brady was picked in the sixth round.
That is true. That did happen.
That's kind of in the same
vein. Shador was taken in the fifth.
But I think some players are more untouchable than others, and that's the part that's left unsaid. And I do think they value Amen Thompson really, really highly. And that might be one that is as close as you can get on this squad. I personally would keep Şengün, and we've talked about that already today. But that kind of narrows it down, you know, to, okay, it's going to have to be Jalen Green and Amen, Jalen Green and Şengün. You know, it's going to be tough to do. So I think that's where he's going with that. Like, we know what we have, we like what we have, but to just stand pat, I think, is almost spinning your wheels a little bit.
And I do find it incredible because, I mean, look, Rafael Stone knows that everybody hears these. You know, this is not just talking to the media or the fans. This is everybody. And the idea that nobody's untouchable, could it be that he's talking to one of his cohorts in the general managing profession, the National Basketball Association?
Always.
Like, hey.
Always.
You want to talk?
Yeah.
Let me hear what you want to talk about.
That's exactly what's going on.
And the idea that nobody's untouchable seems like that would lean more towards the idea of possible interest in Giannis than it would in Kevin Durant. Because I feel like you might be able to have some untouchables when you start talking about Kevin Durant. You start talking about Giannis, and you're going to have to be
a lot more open to the
moves there. Of course, this is real reckless speculation in this moment.
No,
I want to make that clear.
I think that's not a bad place to go on that because they're always talking to everybody else in the league. Anytime they have an open press conference, it's not just us they're talking to. They're sending messages.
One more thing. This is per Ime, the head coach of this team. When talking about Cam Whitmore, this was a quote. We've had in-depth convos with Cam probably more than anybody. Ton of potential there, but consistency is the main thing, and he knows that. Close quote.
I'm sure he does.
Cam Whitmore on this team next year?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, It just feels
that's pretty direct.
It's fairly direct.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, hey, we've talked to him. He knows what he needs to do to get out here. Like, mm-hmm. not to make the complete comparison to soccer, but every time you see a soccer team like, hey, no, we've had a conversation and he knows what he needs to do. But very soon thereafter, that dude is playing for another space. But,